Hi, welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Tonight we got a very interesting program. It's going to be both open to you folks for calling in because I suspect strongly there are some major problems out there if you've been keeping up with the news and the pressures. Even though it's summer season, a lot of things are heating up more than the sun. There's been some weather changes that have been happening in Asia today with a solar eclipse, but that's really not what I'm concerned about mostly, you know, unless there's a tsunami over there and our prayers are with the people from Asia. But the issues are we need to have prayers right here at home in America. The fact is that there have been a number of announcements made over the last several days with regard to the upcoming flu season, with regard to the vaccinations that are going to be compelled and even the forced quarantines that are going to be required, allegedly under the guise of public health. They tell us for health and safety, but the reality is that we're looking at genocide, gross manipulation of the population for population reduction. The intoxications from the vaccinations are foremost in our minds as parents, as people who are responsible for our beloved children. Then we've got to really look carefully at what we're going to do. I've had a number of phone calls this week, a number of healthcare professionals contacting me, as well as radio producers, radio show, talk show hosts, people who are concerned about what it is that we're going to tell people worldwide and most importantly here in the United States, about what they should be expecting from vaccinations, from toxic, they call them immunizations. And they also have been asking, well, what are we going to do? Where are we going to move to? And at the same time that this is happening, I think you have probably been feeling this whole spiritual renaissance that we talked about at the beginning of the summer with Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, that there's a whole spiritual renaissance taking place today. That's in your heart, that's in your soul, that's in your spirit, and it's compelling some major changes in you and likewise in your loved ones, your spouses, your significant others, your children. Everybody's dealing with a lot of stuff these days, and so I think it's important that I open up the lines tonight on the Inside Hour and ask you, invite your participation, and I'll do my best to answer your questions. Let's hear what's going on with you tonight, because I know, I'll bet you anything, that the same thing is going on with me, with my wife, with our family, with all of the things that are happening planet-wide. I guarantee you it's probably going to ring true for your heart and your soul as well. So there's a toll-free number to call tonight from U.S. and Canada. You can call 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756 to join me tonight on the Inside Hour. Likewise, if you're watching tonight over the beautiful station that we have set up, love528.tv or love528tv.net, you can go to love528tv.net and you can join us live video as well as audio. And I believe that's the same thing that's happening tonight on BBS Radio via Skype and via other services that we currently are broadcasting with. So join us tonight. Bring us your questions and let's play Stump Horowitz if you can. Reverend Roxy Hampton was going to be joining us. She promised to join us this past week, last week when we were broadcasting, and it's always a delight when she opens the show. Tonight she called about an hour ago and said she was delayed and she won't be able to join us tonight because foremost pressing on her agenda, just like is foremost pressing on my agenda, which probably should be foremost pressing on your agenda, is how to save as many lives as possible, making people aware of the truth regarding Baxter's flu vaccines, Novavax's flu vaccines, the hideous connections that are obvious between the Carlyle Group, those people who produce Tamiflu like Donald Rumsfeld, Gilead Sciences, founder, co-founder, in charge of the development of that drug company that produced Tamiflu, which is as toxic and deadly as any drug that's out there, and they're about to inject a lot of it. They've stockpiled a lot, and they plan to use it. Well, Reverend Roxy, being involved in the legislature and legislative actions of the county of Hawaii, there's potential. One of the possibilities is that we can work locally with our council people to enact special legislation that indemnifies us against the onslaught of this genocidal vaccination manipulation. In essence, if you pass county laws, there is a possibility that a county law can supersede a federal law if that county law honors the state statutes, such as freedom to choose your religious beliefs and freedoms of spirituality and even philosophical exemptions over vaccinations. So Reverend Roxy tonight apologizes for not being with us, and I want you to know she is active politically in the Big Island of Hawaii, where they have already notified, like everywhere else, the population to expect 3 to 4 flu vaccines for all children entering school this coming September, and preparing for the flu season. So that let me see if I can bring up something that's kind of important. I want to give you a new website that's associated with a new posting that just occurred about 10 minutes before this show began. I'm going to ask you to go to www.fluscam.com, fluscam.com, that contains a brand new video uploaded to YouTube. It's on YouTube too right now. It's called CIA Assassinations, Vaccinations, and Depopulation. And I just produced it, I just finished it, and I just uploaded it to YouTube moments ago. And it is extremely important for you to consider, because it lays out the relationships between people engaged with the Carlyle Group. Frank Carlucci, the CEO of Carlyle, which is one of the major military weapons contracting organizations. They are the financiers behind many of the wars that are taking place today. Of course, the Bush family, George H.W. and George W. were both intimately connected to Carlyle, as was the Secretary of Defense, Rumsfeld, as well as Frank Carlucci. Now, drawing from the book Emerging Viruses that I did several years ago, it's one of my 3 national bestsellers, you know that there is a connection between the Central Intelligence Agency that was directed by Frank Carlucci, currently the executive overseeing most of the operations of Carlyle Group, again, one of the world's leading military weapons contractors, by which have been engaging with our president, with our Secretary of Defense, and others. The issues of Halliburton and the concentration camps, the FEMA quarantine camps. So these issues that have been central to our concerns have been profitable to certain corporations, largely funded by investors, including the Bin Laden family and the Bush family, investing in Carlyle. And so the connections to Frank Carlucci and HIV/AIDS and contaminated vaccinations that have brought on the millions of deaths associated with HIV/AIDS literally means these people mean business. They're in the business of killing people. And so this extremely important, very recent upload on YouTube lays out this whole program, and currently the number one issue that no one else, I'm sad to say, I sincerely am sad to say that I am the only person in the world thus far who has told the truth to this level and extent of urgency and evidence that is absolutely compiling, that shows we're dealing with genocidal profiteering off of humanity's suffering by the global industrialists that control American politics and policies in public health. So please go online to YouTube, and when you go, make sure you copy that link. You can again show this to friends and family by going online to fluscam.com. Go there to Media Central. FluScam, Swine Flu Media Central, is on fluscam.com. And I think you'll see right under the 60 Minutes banner, there's a very important 60 Minutes segment from back in 1980 or thereabouts, talking about the travesty and tragedy of the swine flu vaccination program of 1976. Now you can actually watch on fluscam.com on the Media Central page this 60 Minutes segment, and I want you also right underneath of that to watch this new segment called CIA, Assassinations, Vaccinations, and Depopulation. And then share it. Make sure it gets out. Make it go viral, please. Help us save lives. So with that, again, let me announce that number. It's a toll-free number, 888-815-9756. If you have a question or concern or something on your heart and mind, give us a call at 888-815-9756. Also, you can use this time. We get a lot of emails from people that say, hey, they want to have Dr. Horowitz answer some health questions. So it's another opportunity for you if you have some health questions. Just give me a ring, and then we could share that information with others and maybe help other people as well as yourself. So what else is happening today? Well, the number one issue I think that's on a lot of people's minds has to do with whether or not to stay in the United States. Question is, if you're going to stay in the United States, where is the safest place to be? Very important question for your family to answer and to help you answer. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, I'm dealing with my children, my wonderful children, very, very talented children who, you know, as a responsible parent, I've tried to love and give as much as possible to and direct as beneficially and healthfully, happily as possible. But, you know, something that what we're really witnessing here in the United States is a tremendous change and a virtual crash and falling apart of those things that we thought were real. You know, the stability of our country right now is coming untied, really. Seriously, when you think I'm living right now temporarily in the state of California, where Schwarzenegger, governor of California, is issuing IOUs for government employees. Virtually all government employees are paid now by IOUs because the state can't fund all of the payments. So I understand from speaking with people locally here in Southern California that the local banks do not honor IOUs. Well, that's interesting. Now you think about that. Now if that's now the beginning of the downfall, we're involved in this first phase of economic recession and besides population elimination. And that's really also, I want to highly encourage you to go on to that website, is again, fluscam.com, and go to latest news page thereon and read the article I posted a few days ago that's titled 57 Million Reasons to Murder 100 Million Americans. 57 trillion reasons to murder 100 million Americans on fluscam.com on the latest news page. Read that article. And then you'll understand what I'm talking about, that your life is more valuable in death currently to the United States federal governors and to the people who have literally orchestrated this collapse and this recession period. So you have to understand that. If you really understand how the money system and the operating systems work today, how UCC laws actually operate and how the federal court systems are actually simply debt collectors. It's a debt collection system. It's a maritime court law system. And I'm not an expert in this field, but I've learned enough from those who are to be able to tell you, I've looked at the evidence, it's significant, and it's very convincing that what I'm telling you is basic, simple facts, and the fact is that you are worth more dead than alive today from governors of this nation, and internationally, the global industrialists that operate globally, that you're worth more dead to them than alive. And there's a number of reasons for that, including the fact that you have a bond over your head that you're not aware about, and if you knew anything about even the all capital letters of your name, you would realize that what I'm telling you, there's a lot of truth to it. Now, if that's the case, the things that we hold sacred about this magnificent country, and we the people that honor the Declaration of Independence and all of the fundamental laws upon which this great nation was established by the founders of this nation, who, by the way, were all Freemasons, and who, by the way, had probably good intentions in their hearts at the time. But, you know, again, there were a lot of shady elements that were going on in the background. And just like, you know, Horowitz is on the air tonight sharing truths that potentially could save your life. Likewise, I really firmly believe that the founders of the United States of America, the Republic of the United States of America, that broke away from British rule and this neo-colonialism that we're witnessing today, this globalization is from British rule. Don't forget Central Intelligence Agency that I've discussed, you know, heavily in this article and this new YouTube production is controlled by British Secret Service virtually entirely. MI6 controls CIA, always has, probably always will. So the reality is that we're facing a global initiative that is toxic. It is part of the reason why the suppression of the remedies, the natural remedies such as the botanicals, the herbs, the vitamins, the Codex Alimentarius legislation, why it is that we have now, I heard this week from a magnificent, brilliant veterinarian who has just pulled, her license was pulled because she actually treats her pets very effectively with homeopathics. We have Jim Folsom in jail right now. He's delaying his sentencing in court proceedings this week. He is the beautiful man who has advanced the bioenergy machines, the Miracle 6, the Rife technologies that can help a lot of people. You know, I think we have a caller online. Let me just check on that for a second and see. Hi, Dean, I think that's Dean from Toronto. Hi, Dean. Welcome to the Inside Hour. Hi, what's going on with you tonight? What do you need to share?
Well, first of all, I before I ask, I missed the first part of the show, the first couple minutes. You were saying something about what your family is going through. Can you repeat it for me, do you mind?
Not at all. Yeah, I think every family is going through the same issues. We have children. We have to think about our children. If the vaccinations are going to be mandated, and there is a tremendous number of us who have elected spiritual and religious exemptions over the past several years, and we have been thus far safe in delivering our children to schools. Well, if that's not the case anymore, such as right now here in Southern California, where California has enjoyed that freedom, but you know what? In the event of a declared urgency, which is expected, that they will eliminate the possibility of a spiritual religious exemption and then force quarantines. Now, personally, I don't want to live in a state that does that. And so the question becomes, okay, well, what about Northern Idaho? In Northern Idaho, I can tell you that it's a little bit freer, but there's no guarantees that it won't happen there as well. So the question becomes, okay, where, number one, safety? And you've got to look at Maslow's hierarchy of human needs. The issues that, for example, my children are engaged in, that I look at, and I am absolutely challenged, like every single other parent out there. My challenge is, you know, we've been giving our children everything. All of the things that I didn't have when I was a child. I mean, honestly, I have two older girls. I have a 14-year-old and a 17-year-old. Neither one has worked a single day for a wage in their lives. When I was 13 years of age, I had been working for 5 years already serving newspapers. I had a small bank account. I was beginning to learn fiscal responsibility. So we, the American culture, advocates, you know, we parents, we've all been sucked into simple things like this, and now we're faced with not simply being able to provide those things for our children, but we've got to really look at Maslow's hierarchy of human needs. We've got to know that there's basic physiological needs available. We got to know that there's food, that there's water, that there's clean water and, you know, air to breathe. That's our basic physiological needs. I can tell you that this week I've received about a half a dozen phone calls and emails from people, even wise people, who say, you know what, where do we move? Where do we move? I want to move to a place where there's, you know, good water and access to the good food. You know, so the question becomes, and by the way, even the federal governors are telling you in the state of an emergency, you better be prepared, have a lot of water, and be having a supply of 2 to 3 weeks at least of food. Because if there's a run on the grocery stores, and if there's a declared emergency, for example, in the state of California, I can tell you, living in Southern California the way I have been now since Live H2O, since March, I can honestly tell you that where I personally am living right now is the least safe place in the whole world. I've got to believe that, because literally the way that the traffic is, if you had to get away from the coastal communities and go inland, God bless you and God help you, because it is virtually impossible. Now, you consider this inside California, and if you were to consider an emergency of this type that they're preparing for, when they have concentration camps, FEMA-directed concentration camps advancing now, and the preparations, and it's really a mind control thing. You see, what we're witnessing has no reasonable, rational, common sense reality behind it. What's behind it is a genocidal agenda. There's no question in my mind. That's a psychological operation in the mainstream media. One of the issues, and again, this is a note on the aside, to just share a little bit about what I've been doing over the last 24 hours. We have our dear brother and colleague, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, medical doctor, and an expert in helping people naturally eliminate diabetes. And this beautiful brother has been in touch with me and is very concerned that we somehow alert the public and somehow establish another petition. There's already a petition that you can sign on fluscam.com website. At any rate, he has given me just a few hours ago, and I just updated the draft of a new petition that advances a cease and desist order against federal governors. But getting back now, the reality is basic human needs, food, water, air, and then safety, shelter. That's your basic two bottom line Maslow hierarchy of human needs. If you don't have those things, forget love and belonging. Forget self-actualization. Forget self-esteem and, you know, expressing yourself and your greatness and your connections to the Creator. Now, that's extremely important to look at, the juxtaposition between those two things. On one hand, I just spent the last 2 years building up the Live H2O, telling people, listen, we've got everything we need right now to solve all the urgencies, and we've got now to transition into this light body, this whole spirit-filled temple, where we've got to transcend all of the challenges spiritually. And we can do that through the power of prayer and faith and trust. And you've heard me harp on this, literally, declare it, decree it, you know, just be blessed to share it. But the reality is now that when you take a person who has been basically living a lie, basically living a lie, for example, that there's backing to the United States dollar, that the stores are always going to be stocked with food, that the schools are always going to be open and friendly places to send your children. And when you suddenly wake up to what we're about to face, and then you realize what's really important, what's really important to you as a person, what's really important to you and your family, what's really important to your children? Now you start dealing with some really fundamental issues about what is life really about? What is life really about? What's the value that we place on certain things? And has that value been misplaced? And do we believe in falsehoods? Those belief systems, you know, religions are guilty of this to the max. You know, you've heard so many people talk about killing in the name of religion. You know, God and country is a great fundamental affirmation for going to war and mass maiming and killing people. The reality is that's all comes out of beliefs. How do you engineer beliefs? Real easy. You get control of the mainstream media. Duh. What else is new? So the bottom line is, you know, we have a mass mind-controlled population that has been attached to a lot of lies. And so now the truths are coming out, and the urgencies are erupting. And in that face of the emergencies and urgencies, it's also the time for possibilities, and the challenges are opportunities. And so now we begin to look at what's real in life. So really my question, Dean, was for all the listeners of the program tonight, look in your own lives, look in your own heart. What's on your heart? What's troubling you in your head as we go through this now period where everything is falling apart? And the best news about it, absolutely best news about it, is you can't rely on this guy named Horowitz. You can't rely on all of the hosts on this wonderful network, BBS Radio. You can't rely on all those government experts that are telling you that Tamiflu is good for you. You got to rely on your connection to the Creator, because that's the only thing, as I've said for many, many years now, it's the only thing that's going to be optimally and ultimately eternally sustaining. So there you have it. There's the thesis for tonight's Inside Hour discussion. Anybody wants to share? Dean, you go first.
Okay, well, you said a lot there, and I need to catch up here. What's the problem with, you said your girls haven't had work, they can't get work?
No, it's just that they're too lazy. They've been given everything. You know, I'm an average American Joe, you know. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, and Horowitz has got three children, and really they're very beautiful, they're very bright. They've done some beautiful things, as you probably know. My daughter, for example, my older daughter just put up a website a little while ago. She's a 17-year-old that does actually have her own fashion company. Hasn't made a dime, but the reality is 528fashions.com. You know, I'm actually, you see this? You see what I'm wearing? This is my daughter's design. This is Elena's first fashion from 528fashions.com. So I take pride and joy in my beloved children, but the truth of the matter is we're living in a different age. I never said as a father, nor did my wife say as a mom, hey, girls, go out. You're 13 years old. Bake cookies. Go sell cookies. Go have a lemonade stand every week. Go entertain and raise some money, because my middle daughter, who's Aria, she's 14, and she's extremely talented with circus, and she could go out and entertain. And, you know, we haven't done that. We haven't pushed our children to go out and do the things that we did to earn a living and or be responsible. And now they have certain expectations. We've grown up now over the last several decades in the me society. It's all about the me generation, right? Now it's the X generation. The last one was the X generation that dropped out because they can't even relate to the insanity. That's the X generation. But the me generation was before that. And my children, I think, are part of the me generation. Everything is given to them. And if it's not dad and mom that's giving it to them, it's the state. And you know how many people are out there on social services? I mean, I just can't even conceive of the fact that intelligent people who even should know or even do know how Medicaid and Medicare and social services is just an intrusion on your responsibility as a human being, and basically an enslavement to a system that is obviously not only genocidal, but economically collapsing at this time. And so my children are products of me, my wife, and the way that we have bought into the American dream.
If I can weigh in at this point, I know you live in a world where, you know, you have to look at everything six times upside down and sideways in order to discern the truth. You're probably one of the most incredible examples in the whole world of that. But don't you think that your daughters also are being brought up in a world, too, where, and I would think even more so having you as a father, that they would have the kind of insight where they would be naturally doing that? Like, I find in my life, I'm 44 years old, and I find in my life, let me just say this. I was listening to Joyce Meyer on the internet just the other day, a few of her sermons, And I mean, she was complaining about, you know, and this is for a woman like her. She was complaining about, you know, she can't get her fridge repaired. She can't get her stove repaired. You know, one problem after the other. And the message was on integrity in life today and, you know, getting good service and stuff like this. And I guess I was a little bit stunned because her problems are exactly the same as mine. Only I'm nowhere, you know, living. I would think that she would be somewhat special on that. So anyway, and you were talking the other week too about Indigo Children, your daughter, you know, Elena, and anyway, I don't know if you've ever asked them this, but maybe you could. Whether they live in a simple world or whether they live in a complex world where they have to play games. I mean, just with my dentist the other day, I mean, just to get a night guard replacement. I mean, and I'm not trying to rip them off or, you know, I mean, I believe I'm entitled. My night guard should last more than, you know, 5 or 6 months. And, you know, what I had to go through and, you know, the strings I had to pull. Anyway, you take over from there.
You know, I can tell you that I have wonderful children. Honestly, my children are very, very beautiful, very special, and very intelligent. And yet I can tell you that it's troubling because the children that are awake and aware are asking fundamentally important questions that we don't have the answers to. For example, I'll give you one. My daughter today, Elena, was sitting down at the computer and popped out the question. You know, she's actually doing a paper on vaccinations for a summer program that she's involved in. And then frustrated, seeing what it is that she's reading, she says, gee whiz, Dad. She says, maybe we should be going communist. And I said to her, Elena.
Smoke.
Yeah, I'm serious. She said that to me. So my reply to that was, and by the way, I have people, by the way, out there who are actually demonizing Dr. Leonard Horowitz for allegedly being a communist. I say that, it's laughable, but here's my response. I go on record as having said this to my daughter. And I go on record as having said this after doing a wonderful paper when I was in college on Marxism and understanding the philosophical and even potentially spiritual components of looking at a society under communist control. And I said to Elena, sweetheart, you know what? The fundamental notion of communism falls apart just like the fundamental notion of democracy that we're supposedly here engaging in America. And the fundamental notion falls apart for both because of the instigation of genocidalists, people that make money off of other people and their suffering and their enslavement. And in this today's age, intoxication and depopulation through vaccinations. So she was doing a paper on vaccinations. And I said, you know, ideally, we should be in communities. So the concept that is embraced more so by communism than capitalism embraces the concept that we're our brother's keeper and we should all be basically living, you know, humbly and comfortably with each other's support. But it falls apart. It doesn't work. And then to the other extent that if you're not engaging some level of motivation, of human motivation, and doesn't necessarily have to involve competition like capitalism reinforces, but the fundamental motivation to get up in the morning to do something of benefit for another human being in need or in service to the Creator to bless humanity maximally, that's really what is the fundamental drive of every good, loving human being. And if you don't have a government that supports that and instead enforces things like Medicaid and Medicare on behalf of corporate fascist-controlled statehood, whereby you substitute incentives for laziness, substitute incentives for staying at home and not getting employed, such as all that, you know, Medicaid, Medicare, social welfare benefits. When you do that, you fundamentally ruin whatever government you are trying to advance. So that was my reply to Elena. What do you think, Dean?
Well, as you were talking, I couldn't help but think. I'm trying to compare the difference between you and them, right? I mean, you know, I've talked to my father about how driven you are. He said it to me or whatever. We can't believe how driven you are as a person and what you've achieved in your life. And I don't know. I think it might be because, you know, well, you said you had different beginnings. You even said it in this phone call. But, you know, I just find that I'm landing on the point that I just find that I'm living in a world where I have to look at things six times. And I'm always self-doubtful about, you know, how do I know what I'm doing is right? Like, how do I know whether I should be aggressive in a certain situation, whether I should be, you know, go along with a certain situation, you know, because you have to look after yourself, but you can't be an idiot and, you know, mistrust people for no reason and so on. So, I just have the feeling, and I'm not saying I'm right, but that your daughters might be going through some of that.
Well, I'm certainly going through that too. You know, the concept of self-doubt, or not necessarily self-doubt, when you have the self connected to the Creator, there's no doubt whatsoever. I don't doubt the Creator in my life and the Spirit of the Creator, you know, watching over me, the angels of protection, and the power within to sustain. No doubt there. What I do have a doubt is more like self-introspection. It's like looking at myself to kind of like gauge myself, especially as I receive, you know, feedback, ideally constructive feedback from my family members, you know, both children and spouse. I have to look at myself and say, okay, you know, listen, are you a good person, Horowitz? You know, I can tell you one thing. You're absolutely right. I mean, there's a part of me every week. I think to myself, maybe I should call Don Newsom and Seth in engineering and say, hey guys, you know, I think I better call it. I think I better end the show. I better not. Maybe I should just, you know, cease being on the air, and maybe I should drop out of being the public servant that I've been, because you're absolutely right, Dean. It's taken a lot of energy, a lot of focus, and I've worked real hard at it, and I've done it for what I think are the right reasons, but it's not come without sacrifice to family. And so I look at myself, and I go, well, what drives you, Horowitz? I'm looking at Horowitz in a monitor right now. It's like, what drives you, Horowitz, to do what you do? And, you know, immediately I think to myself, well, you know what, gee whiz, I've got so many synchronicities happening in my life, I don't have to think twice about what I'm to do next. There's always something that falls obviously for me to do that I take advantage of. Now, mind you, when I do introspect, and my wife, honestly, Jackie, also introspects, we both admit being workaholics. Now, what does that mean? There's a positive and negative addiction to working. And it's a fine line when you have to, like, walk a fine line calling yourself a God-loving and spiritually motivated human servant, public servant, and engaged in critical issues that potentially mean millions of lives. I mean, I value my time at 12 lives an hour. It's like, you know, it's not adequate for me to charge $350 an hour. I used to make that every single hour I ever worked as a dentist, you know, and as a surgeon. I did a lot of oral surgery, and the fees were a lot more than that. So, but the average for a good lawyer or a good, media consultant, people who are at the top of their fields, they charge that in that neighborhood and even more than that. And so my value of my life and my time at this point is, I have to honestly say, what I do, if I spend an hour doing a YouTube presentation and it's viewed by 100,000 people that maybe can wake up, you know. And by the way, Google is lying. I found out tonight, absolutely suppressing this thing that I went through, putting my Google, my YouTube and Google video up, and that the suppression of the numbers that I've witnessed. I know that that Mexican flu video that I did should have at least 1 million hits right now, and they're only declaring it as having 175,000. I know it's a complete manipulation, and I've had people write me telling me that they have submitted things. And by the way, this past week we found out that we couldn't even submit a comment on the government's alleged YouTube open website, where they basically were having a contest for the best YouTube video on the issue of vaccinations. So it's controlled, but the reality is, I question myself all the time now. You know, I question whether or not I now need to be doing this kind of work. Because I've said it a lot, I've done a lot, and you know, I've tried to put out the messages, both positive and negative. If you really study Horowitz's work, you find the worst of the worst news and the best of the best. If you study the worst of the worst, you'll know everything there is to know about what the risks are facing everybody today. If you study the best of the best, you'll know about all the solutions to every problem in the world today. So, you know, there isn't a day now that doesn't go by that I don't say to myself, look, what is keeping you operating? Why are you continuing to do this? Maybe you should spend your time better off, you know, securing your family, being engaged with your family, going off and building those fallout shelters and the self-sustainability that you've been preaching. And, you know, yes, we have that. We have people who are wonderful brothers and sisters that are reasonably to optimally reliable in Hawaii, and yes, we are doing that as a ministry, but still, you know, here I am, it's Tuesday night, here you see me, I'm on the Inside Hour again. So, I don't know, brother, it's this, what you're going through is exactly what I'm going through. Everything that this woman was going through, I guarantee you that 90% of the people listening tonight are going through the same thing.
And you're saying that's what, a symptom of our time?
Yeah, it's as this thing falls out, it's required that we get back to basics and get back to the fundamental values of what human life is about. When the economic collapse happened, I immediately went online. I created this wonderful, wonderful website. I think you can get it if you go to www.currentsea.com, C-U-R-R-E-N-T-S-E-A, currentsea.com. Gives you 20 reasons to celebrate the economic collapse. Looking at this opportunity instead of crisis, you realize fundamentally it's an opportunity to go back to basics and to get clear about what are the most important human values, starting with your basic physiological needs. Food, water, air, shelter, then love and belonging, community. So, you know, these are the most important fundamentals. And without the pain of the economic collapse, and without the pain of the injection, intoxication, genocidal manipulation of the population, essentially, people, it's judgment day. It's judgment time, and the pain inflicted. There are no accidents. Einstein said that. This is appropriate that this is happening at this moment in history. So the question becomes, like, what can we learn from it? And then how can we turn lemons into lemonade and be optimally uplifted and sustained? And the answer to that is got to go back to basics. And so the self-questioning, the self-analysis of what are we doing with our time? Time is precious. It's time that we could be spending with our loved ones or gathering, you know, food and water or something that's useful. You know, basically, these are the questions that I think really concerns everybody today.
Can I ask you this? You're always talking about culture. I got several questions for you, but Like, I mean, you just mentioned spending time with loved ones. And I'm not functional with my loved ones. So, you know, I mean, if I had all the time in the world, I'm not so sure how much we could achieve. My immediate family, not just my relatives. My relatives are even worse. But, anyway, I just wonder if you're in the same situation and your friends are in the same situation, and you know, and what role, you know, you've talked a little bit about this in the past, but not much, or at least not in as much as I've seen, but the role of religion today, I mean, is religion, because of its limitations and because of its dogma, is it a worse curse than it is a blessing? Do you see it? You know, how do you see it?
Oh, yeah, well, you have two questions there, I think. One of them, the first one is has to do with
family functionality.
Yeah, family functionality, and the second one is religion. And, gee whiz, I think it's really important for everybody to grasp what Jesus really said when he said that the traditions of men make the word to no avail. Religion, the word itself is a tip-off. The legions of Rhea, it stems from a pagan goddess, and that the regimentation of the population through doctrine, indoctrination. That is what we were warned about by the God-man that walked on water and literally preached the gospel of eternal salvation by being engaged with the musical mathematical matrix of divinity in the kingdom of heaven. So I think that as somebody, as a student of the book of Revelation, that religious organizations and institutions are the beast. They are the apostasy, the hypocrisy, and that if you look at that being central, you know, the saying goes, the family that prays together stays together. And where does prayer take you these days mostly is to houses of worship. You know, worship. You know, it's like, kind of like, here's where you get indoctrinated. Here's where...
War?
Yeah, war. Worship. The warship. It's like worship, you know. You worship the Creator in a house that they say is built for God, and you end up then engaging in the doctrines that divide the sheeple to conquer the flock. You know, as a Jewish young man going to synagogue routinely, I can tell you that every single Sunday, or you know, every single Saturday, Shabbat, I would go, and what I would hear is over and over again why we, the Jews, are going to be wiped off the face of the planet unless we give money to Israel for the arms and defense, and or plant trees in Israel, and do certain community projects to support Israel. And, you know, we all did that. And over all these decades, I'm almost 60. Nothing's changed that much. You know, in the last 50 years, nothing's changed that much. We're still in the same situation. So, okay, well, what's wrong with that picture? And what's wrong with that picture is the same picture that's wrong with all of the Christian, all the church organizations that have declared war against Muslims. And all the Muslims, what's wrong with that picture is declaring wars against the Christians and the Jews. So the concept of religion being a curse instead of a blessing is obvious to anybody with their eyes open. And that's what's so sick and so sad, because, you know, as a Christian Jew, as a Jew who has accepted Yeshua into my life and into my heart and into my prayers, is how, you know, people have been killed in the name of Jesus, you know? And so that this is a real sick and sad way. And then, you know, it's so amazing. You know, I have a a relationship with David Dees. And I don't think David would mind if I told this story. You know, David Dees is out there writing, actually publishing the most magnificent artwork. If you go to DeesIllustration.com, you'll see his political satire and commentaries. And he's heavily engaging the issue of the Jew World Order. Now, we've talked about the Jew World Order on the Inside Hour before. And my opinion and my counsel is that this is a sick view to blame what's taking place today on the planet to a group of Zionist Jews, international banksters though they may be, many of them. The reality is that there is a beware of those who call themselves Jews who are not requirement to discern that we're not dealing with human beings that are conducting genocide. We're dealing with some aliens, literally people, not real human, not of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob stock. In my opinion, are most likely extraterrestrials of some sort, like the Nephilim, the fallen angels in the Bible. So, you know, you look at David Dees, and the story was that he, like you, really was a black sheep to his mother. Like me, I was a black sheep to my family. And so we didn't feel good, and he didn't feel good about contacting his mom, but a wonderful thing happened about a month or two ago. First bad thing happened was he had his kitty cat, who he loves dearly, get into an accident and sustain serious injury. He'd have to go to the vet and have to have an expensive surgical procedure performed. And so I received an email, and David Dees never reaches out to anybody to ask for money before. And he reached out to us, and, you know, I felt that it was appropriate. So we sent him $500 as a check. And I only address that I had for him was his old home address. It went, and his mother picked up the mail. Now, his mother holds him to be a complete outcast. She considers herself a good Christian, and
She considers herself a good Christian, you said.
Yeah, so she thinks of herself as a real good Christian, but she basically ostracized her son because he's dealing with these issues of, you know, real inflammatory politics and art, and she can't get into that. So they had a horrible relationship. Well, anyway, I sent this check off. My wife, Jackie, sent the check off, and his mother got the check, and she saw that it was written from our ministry. And so, basically, it was a donation, a gift from a ministry, a Christian, a Judeo-Christian ministry to David Dees for $500. Well, man, his mother goes, wow, that's great. Let me pick up the phone and call David and tell him. And so in the process of picking up the phone and calling David and saying, hey, how come you have a Christian ministry, you know, a Judeo-Christian ministry gifting to you? And so they got into a relationship again. They've healed their relationship from that blessing. So, you know, it's this concept of we're all dealing with it. And can we sit down reasonably, rationally, and see beyond our beliefs that have separated us? You know, this concept of an exclusivity doctrine, for example, which is the most lethal common denominator of all of organized religion, all religions, has this fundamental notion that my way or byway, you know? It's like you gotta get eternal salvation simply this way or it ain't going to happen for you. So, you know, the Jews, for example, the chosen ones, and the Christians, you got to lay your soul and offer up everything to Jesus Christ because that's going to be your Lord and Savior. Otherwise, you're doomed to rot in hell. And then, you know, basically Muslims have a twist on it with Allah, which is the same Judeo-Christian God that Jesus was praying to. The reality is all of this is part of the gross deception, but it is limited beliefs. You see,
I know our time's going to be up in a second. I want to ask you, is there enough people, in your opinion, writing about this today? And if not, would you do us a favor and write about it?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to write about it. I'm not sure that there are enough people writing about it. If there were a 100th monkey writing about it, we might have a global transformation that would, transcend the current limitations. But then again, you start to deal with this. The truth is one truth. There's one God. This is what I always say to the exclusivity doctrine people on all sides. You know, there's one creator. There's one word. That's one law. It's the musical mathematical matrix. There's one kingdom of heaven. There's one way. It is a, a discerning fine line between sin, that is violating law, and being in with the flow. And that seriously, if you can't get that commonality, then you've got a problem fundamentally. And that the sad reality is that sufficient propaganda has been disseminated to make what I'm now talking about demonic. It's been labeled as demonic by the fundamentalist Christian right-wingers.
So you're saying they've demonized you, and they've ostracized you.
Oh, yeah. You got to understand. Horowitz is demonized by everybody.
No, I know it anyway, but I want to hear it in your words, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't fit in anywhere. You know, I'm the black sheep of the Jews. I'm the black sheep of the Christians. Really, frankly, the only people that really, they give me kudos is Muslims and intelligent black people. You know, I honestly have to share that. You know, I don't get, the average people who write us thank me a lot. I get a lot of thank you letters from people who get it. But by and large, if you look at the way that the organizations are controlling populations, such as religious organizations or right-wing Democrats, Republicans, I don't fit in right-wingers. I don't fit in left-wingers. I don't fit in feminist organizations. I don't fit in gay organizations. I don't fit anywhere.
And organizations also means ministries, right?
Right, exactly. Like, that's another reason. Like, look at the tragedy. Horowitz has all of the answers. He's got all the problems laid out. He's got all the solutions laid out. Why is it that the temples and the rabbis don't invite him, even as a controversial speaker one night, to address their audiences? Why is it likewise that the pastors and the ministers from the churches, totally, it's like I'm the plague. What? We're not going to bring Horowitz in here. And likewise, the healthcare professional organizations, the medical deities, the dental organizations. I am so black sheep listed, blacklisted from all of these organizations. I should probably wear, the most persecuted person on the planet. But you know what? It's kind of like, why give that energy? You know, the reality is that I do get a lot of strokes from a lot of people, and by your blessings, you guys have been sustaining us. With that, I got to call it a night. Go to healthyworldstore.com and sustain us further. Allow us to keep on messages, because everything you buy there, books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products and equipment, goes to sustain Horowitz and the blessings that he administers. Toll-free number to call. Pick up Oxy Silver, by the way. Oxy Silver, Silver Hydrosol for this beasties that are coming down. You don't need intoxication from vaccination. Get Oxy Silver. Call 888-508-4787 and stay tuned to bbsradio.com for Evident Footprints with Don Nikoloff coming right up now. Bye for now. See you next week.